Bison pregame continues here on a Saturday on one of the B District Finals. We're at Omaha Scott High School. First time I've ever been to Scott. Never been here before. For McCook and Omaha Scott, head coach Amy Schild going back to the sub-district final the other day against Northwest. Boy, had your chances in that one. Got some foul trouble. You go back and look at that, a couple of things here and there. Maybe Brooklyn plays a little bit, helps your ball handle a little bit more. You probably win that game. You had your chances, didn't you?
Yeah, we had our chances, and it just happened to be that, you know, people weren't in the game that we needed in the game. So, and that happens, and the girls, I think, learn from it, and they know that they probably should have won that game. But actually, losing that game helped us because Elkhorn North beat Scott, and we're playing Scott, so we would have played Elkhorn North if we would have won. So in the long run, we got to look at the positive, and that's the positive part we can see of it.
Which would have been another rematch with Elkhorn North from a couple of years ago.
Yeah, it would have been, and we would have played them too, but I like our matchup with Scott a lot better.
What, looking at them on film, I haven't been busy, you know, of course, traveling to, throughout the state, covering, of course, the girls and then the boys. What about Scott on film? What? I'm sure a very impressive team, aren't they?
Yeah, they're very, very fast, and they press a lot. They try to get the other team out of control. When the other team stayed in control, they did pretty good against them, but when they lost control, that's when they actually took over the game. So the girls just need to make sure that they have composure. They need to make sure that we're playing together and not forcing the ball. They press a lot, and it's a full court press, and we knew that we'd expect that. We've been working on that, and having Brooklyn back will help us as far as the press, and then hopefully Paige doesn't get in foul trouble this game, and that will help us. So we've just decided that it just needs to be a team thing, that we break the press together and don't rely on just one person.
Yep, you've got to have your starters, and you've got to have some bench players come up for you big as well, don't they?
Yeah, and actually Brooklyn being out is probably going to help us. Mm-hmm. You know, in the long run, the other girls had to pick it up and do it together, and they did. They, besides the Northwest game, they actually did do pretty good against the end of Gehring and Scott's Bluff and stuff like that. So I think that they learn that we can't rely on just one person, and I think it's going to help us in the long run.
No question, big challenge, and yeah, good thing about it, since the sub-district final, you got a couple of days to work on some things. They didn't just throw in the court right away.
Yeah, and we've had some days, and we celebrated our success as far as getting to the district finals and things like that on Wednesday, and that was a nice team day as far as just knowing what they accomplished. Sometimes the girls don't realize what they accomplished. You know, this is probably the fourth time or sixth time, and since 1991, I believe, since we went to the district finals in two of the last 3 years, so that's a great accomplishment, and the girls have to know that, and I think that they realize what they accomplished this season.
I'm sure not a lot of folks giving you a chance, but you got to go out and play, because it's happened before where teams take you lightly, and upsets can happen.
Yeah, there's no doubt that we feel we can win this game. Mm-hmm. Look at the NCAA tournament last year and how many times people lost, you know, mm-hmm. and things like that. Anything can happen, and I think the girls realize that. There's a lot of pressure on Scott right now compared to the pressure on us. There's a lot more on them than there is on us right now because they're expected to win, which we know that. We know we're the underdogs, but sometimes it's just the mental mindset, and I think the girls have a great mental mindset right now.
A little bit of a different day, I'll be honest. Not that I haven't played on Saturday before, but probably even, what, 8, 9 in the morning and playing at 3 o'clock. Yeah, that doesn't happen all the time.
No, it's I didn't know if we were going to stay overnight, and so we put it back an hour, but we're going to go down there and spend the night, so that's kind of nice, and the girls will appreciate that as far as not having to drive 5 hours the day of the game, so that will definitely help us and put us in our favor.
Well, cool. I didn't know if that was going to happen or not, so go down and have a nice little bus ride, eat some dinner, and get ready for a game, huh?
Yeah, just have some little team bonding and things like that, and be able to just run through what we want to do tomorrow also, and get a little bit of shoot around there, so it's a good situation.
All right. Best of luck in this one.
Thank you.
Head coach Amy Schild talking Lady Bison basketball. Mark and I are back with more of the pregame starting lineups coming up shortly on Kicks 96.1.